This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussion is the extent of the aid. The U.S. Senate passed a budget bill Wednesday that avoids an imminent government shutdown and extends funding weeks beyond the November 3rd presidential election after Democrats reached a deal with the White House and Republicans. The bipartisan text, which easily cleared the Senate a week after it passed the House of Representatives, now goes to the White House. President Donald Trump needs to sign the stopgap measure by 11:59 p.m. Wednesday to avoid a partial government shutdown, as fiscal year 2021 technically begins October 1st. Armenia and Azerbaijan vowed to keep fighting and rejected international calls for negotiations Wednesday as clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region raged for a fourth day. Two explosions were heard around midnight in the breakaway province's capital as sirens sounded. Russia residents said the city had been attacked by drones. Streets were dark with public lighting shut off, although some shops were open in the city, which local authorities said came under fire when fresh violence erupted Sunday. Moscow said Russian President Vladimir Putin and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron had called for a complete halt to fighting in Karabakh. This is